feeling comfortable.
Yeah, he looked. He obviously looked good, and you can see he's a little bit more of a seasoned player now, where his physical attributes are. You know, we always knew they were there, and those are the things we really liked about him. And then I think tonight, though, there was just a little bit more savvy to him, and you know, everything wasn't so new. Having played some games with us, and then having some good experience in Albany, so it was nice to see him perform tonight. And the performance that we saw tonight was the type of performance we expected from him, which was you could see his speed and compete were certainly factors in the game.
You moved him up to Adams' line fairly quickly. I'm assuming you just liked that combination, wanted to get that out there more.
Yeah, we felt so. He had a couple really good first shifts, and even before the game, we were considering possibly doing that. But sometimes for a young guy to come up, sometimes if you start him a little lower, just mentally it's easier, and then let their performance dictate where they play. And I think we moved him up after two shifts, and he played real well, and you could see the factor he had in on the game.
What about the penalty trouble you guys got into in the second period? What was your words to them?
Yeah, you know, this is something that we've talked about quite a bit throughout the year, and there's times where we've had some issues with it, and we've gotten away from it. You know, tonight, obviously, that many penalties in the second period, the stick penalties are things we all know have to be better, and we just discussed, we couldn't do anything about them after the second period. We had to come out and try to find a way to get ourselves back in the game and get it to 5-on-5. We were able to do that, and we'll address it and go through some things, and we have to find a way where we can avoid taking those types of penalties, and we'll address that with the team.
Did you like the battle back that you saw from them?
Yeah, certainly. I think, again, it's shows a resilient group, and the thing that you really like about it is you don't want to be down in games and chasing games, but I think the belief in how we play and the fact that we can come back is important, because that's also a part in the game where you have to have some belief, and we have that, but we'd like to be able to put ourselves in situations where we have a lead more often than not.
How much harder is it to actually play the kind of game that you want to play than it is just saying we need to play our game?
Yeah, the way we want to play, we want to play fast, we want to skate, we want to be able to play in the offensive zone, and it takes a lot of work, and you have to be willing to work and skate. If you want to play in this league and be able to be an offensive team and a territorial team, you have to have guys that are willing to work night in and night out, and I think there was parts of our game tonight where we did that. I thought the area where we really took momentum away from our game was the penalties, particularly in the second period.
Have you seen Damon Severson's game grow this year?
Yeah, Damon's really taken a step this year. He's been one of our most I think reliable defensemen throughout the year, and the difference between this year and last year with Damon is just his competitiveness on the puck has been night and day from what it was yesterday. Plays under pressure, going back, using his skating. And that was something we addressed with him at the end of last year, talked about in the summer, was if his compete level consistently would raise, then his skill set would be able to come out, and you're seeing that this year.
Vernon Fiddler, what has he meant to you in the club? I mean, this is his first year with the Devils.
Yeah, Vern's been what we wanted him to be when we signed him this summer. He's a heart and soul player. He's a good leader on and off the ice, very good face-off guy. And, he was the type of personality and player and character type veteran guy that we wanted to have in and around our team, and he's lived up to those expectations thus far.
Back to Severson, what do you think you learned last spring in the playoffs with Auburn?
Well, the experience you want to have a young player is playing in the playoffs is just, the understanding of how hard, in any league, the leagues always get stronger in the playoffs because there's less guys. But competing on the puck, playing under pressure, the importance of making strong decisions, there's not a lot of light plays. You have to make sure that your execution is real good. And it was a great experience for him to be able to go down and be a real factor on their team in the playoffs.
We've talked a lot about the attributes that Nick Lafferty's brought to the lineup since he's come up. What are maybe now the subtleties that he needs to add to kind of, grow his game?
Yeah, well, you see, I think it's probably more consistency in how he plays and understanding, he's a guy now where he's getting some points, he gets a little bit more ice time, so it's understanding time and space, how he can make more plays, when he can make more plays. It's getting a little bit stronger, and understanding how to use his assets, which is his speed, his hockey sense, his hand skills, where he can continue to be a threatening factor on